A Risen Saviour, 1891. What Christ died to begin in redeeming man, he will carry out. Let us consider that we have not a Saviour dead in Joseph's new tomb, but a living Saviour. And all who will comply with the conditions prescribed and lay hold upon the help provided will be overcomers. Wherefore take unto yourselves the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Ephesians 6, verse 13. We must not talk and think and magnify the power of Satan, but talk of the confidence we have in Jesus Christ. Let the love, the inexpressible love of Jesus, so be presented in our own minds and cherished, that we can communicate it to the other minds, and clear away all their distrust, and lay hold of the riches of the grace of Christ, and we are complete in him. Colossians 2, verse 10. He has arisen, and over the rent sepulchre of Joseph he proclaims, I am the resurrection and the life. John 11, verse 25. It was to make an inroad on the territory of Satan, and dispute his usurped authority, and reclaim the kingdom unto himself, that Christ died. With the shout of a monarch, who has clothed himself with zeal as a cloak, will he fight his antagonist, the Prince of Darkness, and win back the kingdom Satan claims as his own rightful dominion. And Christ will receive and pardon every rebel who returns to his allegiance, as a trophy of the might and glory of this wonderful plan of redemption. Light, light! We will talk light and not darkness any more. If you talk darkness, you will have darkness. If you talk light, you will have light. This meeting bore the imprint of heaven. We were anxious to present and to leave on every soul the truth that feeling is no criterion of our advancement in spirituality. The Word of God must be studied and practiced, and it will be a solid rock under our feet. Some words were spoken by the inexperienced ones. They expected that Sister White would tell all of them of their faults, and in a manner that would strike terror to their souls. I told them that I had such a work to do as the Lord gave me. Some individual cases had been presented before them, but my work was to deal in general principles. I wish I could give more particulars, but my time is narrowing down to a point. We have earnest work to do for the Master. I am so sorry that any of our people should sustain Dr. Burke by giving him their patronage. They should not place themselves in connection with any man that has pursued the course that he has done, whatever may be his calling or apparent success, for in thus doing, they make themselves serve with his sins, and the Lord is not pleased with their course of action. The Lord's Spirit has been grieved by the unstable course pursued by some of those who profess to believe the truth. Is Dr. Burke on the Lord's side or on the enemy's side? Is he working in harmony with the heavenly intelligences? Is he laborer together with God? No. No. When our people have so little discernment that they will strengthen the hands of him who lies and continues to do evil, they make themselves accountable for his evil course. God is not with him. In the judgment, some things will be seen that men do not now discern. Then will they be ashamed for linking up with such influences. When anyone has a burden of God in love to his soul to try to recover him from the snare of Satan, then they may do this, and God will give them grace that they will not endanger their souls. But when men and women will take the side of those who are working against the truth, the Lord will not keep them. Those who walk through the world trampling upon the laws of God and righteousness, and those who link up and associate with them, will be partakers with their evil doings. Some will fabricate reasons for welcoming them, as inclination to cover their course of action. but it is not a necessity that God creates. Come out from among them, and be separate, and touch not the unclean, and I will be a father to you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. There is caution to be exercised. Now we cannot come into willing association and intercourse with the workers of evil unless we catch their spirit. They may appear as an angel of light and deceive the very elect, but none need in this particular to be deceived. The words of Paul are appropriate in this case. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Ephesians 5, verse 11.